Baie welkom by ons getuienisprogram Draaipunt. Dis Vrydag aand 9:00 en dan word dit weer herhaal op 'n Sondagmiddag 5:30. Ek is Lorraine Katske en ek nooi jou uit as jy getuienis het, moenie nalaat om dit met ons te deel nie. Stuur net vir my SMS na 32716, dit kos vir jou R1 met die woord Draaipunt en dan skakel ek vir jou terug. Jy het al op hierdie program gehoor van een of twee mense wat getuig daarvan dat hulle in die teenwoordigheid van Jesus was. Nou die een ding wat vir my uitstaan bo alles is, dat hulle lewe nooit weer dieselfde is nie. Vandag, my gas in die ateljee, 'n verhaal wat weer eens jou hart gaan aanraak. Dit sal jou so bemoedig en oplig, want weet jy wat? Enige mens, omdat ons nog 'n mens is, het soms twyfel en ons het baie vrae. Maar as jy na hierdie getuienis luister, glo ek, sal dit vir eens en vir altyd weer vir jou bevestig dat God 'n werklikheid is, dat Jesus Christus God is en aan die Heilige Gees altyd by ons is. Charlene Abrams is by my. Sy is tans 'n sendeling in Italië. So Charlene, dis so lekker om jou hier te hê, een van ons eie mense. En ons gaan begin praat in Afrikaans. Jy is welkom om oor te slaan na Engels toe. Ek dink kom ons los die Italiaans na my eers vir Italianers. Is dit reg?
Is reg so.
Heerlik om jou hier te hê.
Baie dankie.
Charlene, so dikwels gebeur uit 'n diep donker put kom dikwels die grootste getuienisse. Waar begin jou verhaal?
Wel, laat ek het so stel, ek het groot geword in 'n Christenhuis, maar ek het nie God geken nie. Ek was so te sê groot gemaak met, jy moet kerk toe gaan, jy moet die Here dien.
Godsdienst.
Maar ek het nie, ja, met godsdienst, so te sê, nie. So ek het nie 'n verhouding met Jesus gehad nie, en ek het baie ver gevoel van die Here. Maar my getuienis begin eintlik toe ek 'n slagoffer, ja. Ja, ek was 'n verkrachtingsslagoffer gewees, maar weens was a witchcraft victim, a voodoo victim. Ja, dit is eintlik waar dit begin. So, dit was die ergste oomblik in my lewe, omrede ek het nie geweet, ek het deur dit het ek ook besete geword deur duivels nie. Ek het nie eens geweet dat duivels bestaan nie.
Jy weet, Charlene, jy sê nou iets wat baie mense ervaar het. Ons word nie hierdie dinge geleer nie, so mense besef nie dat die bose net so werklikheid is soos ek en jy wat hier sit nie.
Ja.
En dat 'n mens soms deur een of ander oordrag, in jou geval deur die verkrachting, 'n oop deur maak vir daardie besef. So where does your story go from there?
So my story goes from there, you know, I was absolutely desperate. I had so much anger inside of me, so much revenge as well, so much hatred towards myself, because through it all I kept on blame. Ek het myself blameer al die tyd.
Dis die fout wat verkrachting slagoffers maak.
Ja. Also because it was someone I knew. And I, you know, they say desperate times calls for desperate measures. And I understand that perfectly. Ek het probeer om 'n geweer, want dit is nou die duivels wat met my praat, nee. Ek het probeer om 'n pistool of 'n ding te kry. I tried to get hold of a gun the legal way, which failed. It was too much of a long process for me to go through training and all of that. And then I tried to get hold of a gun the illegal way, which also failed. So I went into a depression, an absolute depression. And because of that, I tried suicide.
Oh, wow.
Twice.
Wow.
But thank God, I was rescued each time.
Absolutely. And you know, Charlene, this is the story of so many of our listeners today. They are a victim, and we should never forget that they are a victim.
Yeah.
Men and women.
Sure.
And then they go into a deep depression, and they actually become a double victim.
Yeah.
So in your darkest time, what happened there?
Well, you know what? I started speaking to God for the first time in my life.
Wow.
I started speaking to God, and I told him, I said, Jesus, if you are God, because I doubted so much, I blame myself, and I, you know, classic example, ek het vir die Here gesê, if you are a God, if you really are there, I want to die.
Oh, wow.
I want to die. I was too depressed. Ek was regtig uit, nee, and I said to the Lord, if you are God, please save me and take me with you to be with you forever.
Oh, wow.
I couldn't understand that a God would allow this, but this is a classic example. I mean, I was a classic example of so many others who go through the same thing. So,
exactly.
So today I really hope to bring a message of hope to the listeners, because I know it's not only women who has gone through what I've gone through.
Exactly.
There are children that has gone through and still going through.
Boys and girls,
men as well, are going through this. So therefore, my desire today is to be a blessing to you, to encourage you through my testimony. You know, fight and ask God, help me, where are you? Because I've experienced Jesus Christ on a personal level. And so today I want to encourage you, don't give up. Search for God. The Bible says in Jeremiah 33 verse 3, call unto me and I will show you great and mighty things you do not know of. And so the Lord wants to transform your life that you yourself cannot recognize yourself. The Lord wants to use your experiences. He wants to first help you out of that hellhole so that you can be a blessing to others, because others are suffering. There are more people that are suffering, that are prisoners, even without being inside of a prison.
Oh, wow.
Than what there are people that are free and truly free. We can only truly be free in Jesus Christ.
Amen. Mm-hmm. It's so true what you're saying, you know, Charlene, and I think nobody else can truly reach a person who is so desperate than someone else who has gone through that same route.
Exactly.
So you went there. Tell us about the time that you encountered Jesus personally.
Okay, well, before that, I disappeared for 2 hours. This was because of the witchcraft, but let's not go there. I was taken to a family member's home where I was prayed for, because I just became so weak and helpless and hopeless. I had absolutely no hope. I know what it means to be rock bottom. And what happened was, as I was laying there busy dying, I looked to my right and I saw Jesus.
Oh, wow.
I saw feet, familiar feet. Why do I say familiar feet? Because I saw the wounds, and I know there's only one who has such wounds, and that is Jesus Christ. I saw the wounds and the glory of God shining through those wounds. And I saw his hands the same. The hands had the glory of God shining so brightly it lit the room up. I couldn't see his face because it was too bright, brighter than the sun. And he spoke to me and disappeared shortly after that. But then the demon of death tried to take my life, and Jesus, it was amazing.
Oh, wow.
He was amazing.
Oh.
And just as there are many demons, just like in any spiritual realm, there are different hierarchies, and this was the demon of death who came to take my life with a sickle and spoke to me. And you can imagine my heart was in my throat. But then just as the sickle came down, Jesus took my spirit into heaven, and that was awesome. I get goosebumps thinking and just repeating my own testimony. And I was in heaven with Jesus, and it was awesome because there was this room that I entered. It looked like a room where there were just people worshiping God, dancing in the spirit. It was awesome. There was a fire of God, something I've never experienced in my life. And I also, as I walked, I met up with Sister Maya. This is my brother-in-law's mother, who had gone years before I was 20-odd when she had died. She died of cancer. And she spoke to me to encourage her son to live for Jesus. And then I continued walking, and that was awesome because heaven is beautiful. I can't wait to go there again. But before I do, you know, my desire is to be such a blessing to others that they too can desire to be in heaven, but to help make disciples, because this is what life is about. And then I saw Jesus once again. I saw Jesus, and it was awesome. He embraced me, and Jesus embraced me, and he told me, Charlene, now that you know that I, Jesus, am God, I am sending you back to complete my will for the rest of your life. And when you are done, I will fetch you to be with me forever. And so I praise God that he empowered me. He fired me up. And today I'm not afraid of anything or anyone. And because I know I've got Jesus.
Wow.
And my desire is to encourage you today. If you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, wake up today. He is real. He changed my life. He can change your life. You are never too far gone. If you have failed him so many times, it's just a matter of being sincere on your knees and coming back to the Father.
Recommitting
to Jesus. That is my encouragement to you, and to help others, because you are the through that Jesus wants to use to reach others.
Charlene Abrams with me in the studio today. You know, Charlene, while you were talking, I tell you, I had a lump in my throat, and I'll tell you why. Only a person who has really seen heaven, even Paul said, the glory is so great that I can't find words to describe it.
Absolutely.
But I was thinking of someone who's listening to us today, who's battling so much on this earth. Just to think, even if you're living in a shack today, you will walk on streets of gold.
Amen.
You will walk in heaven.
Amen.
Just that thought is too much for me to even understand. So thank you for just reminding us of that again.
Amen.
And also something else. You know, Charlene, and that is that we shouldn't go there before our time. God has something for us on this earth
Amen.
To finish.
Amen.
Then we will be there, and we will all be there in glory.
Yes, when our race is done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you are making the most of every single moment.
Amen.
So in closing, just tell our listeners what you are doing in Italy and how it's going there.
Well, my family and I live there, and we collaborate with the Great Commission Society. The founding director is my dear friend Tony Anthony, and God willing, I'd like to bring them with Tony and the team, God willing, next year. But yeah, thank God that I can work with this organization to be the light, to work amongst the, you know, with the churches. We don't only work with churches, we also reach out to prisoners, to schools, and the like, and hopefully also the politicians, because the Italian, mamma mia, the Italian politicians really need Jesus.
What an awesome task you were given. And you know what I find truly amazing about your whole story is that God, who saw the end from the beginning, already, while you were battling, while you didn't even know about this, God was already putting all the pieces in
place.
So that you would meet up with these people, that you would end up in Italy to become part of the Great Commission and to do his work on earth that he has for you to do before you go.
Amen.
Charlene, lastly, I would like you to please give a word of encouragement for someone now who says, I cannot even put my one foot in front of another. I feel so depressed. What word of encouragement do you have? Because today you're sitting here, a picture like a model. I wish I had a camera here. Charlene, you look like a model. You are the picture of good health and joy and
let's just say
prosperity.
It's Jesus shining through me,
Amen.
I suppose, hopefully.
So just give us a word of encouragement for someone who feels that they can't carry on.
My encouragement to you, I just feel to say this to you, is breathe. Breathe. The fact that you are breathing is a sign of life. Jesus is keeping you alive for his glory, but for your goodness as well. He wants to use you. He loves you. He loves you more than you would ever realize.
Oh, wow.
His love will never change for you, no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through. Okay? So call unto him. Just say, even if you just say the word Jesus, just the name Jesus, call unto him, because there is no greater name than the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Call him. He is listening to you. He wants you, like a baby, to say, Daddy, help me, love me, hug me. That's what you want. That's what you need. You see, the change starts with us. Before we can be a blessing, the change starts with us. We've got to learn to love ourselves, because Jesus loves us.
Amen.
Pick yourself up, run to Jesus, and your life is going to change. Amen.
And you are a testimony of that. Charlene Abrams with me in the studio today. And if I may, as ek mag, dan gaan ek vir jou vra om ook haar naam op jou gebedslysie te sit, Charlene Abrams en haar gesin, en dan ook die Great Commission, die mense wat in gevangenisse ingaan, wat in kerke ingaan, want glo vir my, die kerk vandag is waarskynlik die grootste sendingveld. So bid asseblief ook vir hulle, en as die Here ons almal uitspaar en hy kom nie voor die tyd nie, Charlene, dan sien ek uit daarna om ook van jou kollegas in die tyd wat kom te ontmoet en ook hulle getuienis met ons luisteraars te deel.
Okay, amen. Ek sal met hulle 'n bietjie gesels daaroor.
Dankie vir jou tyd vandag, ons waardeer
dit. Here seën vir u.
Amen.
Dankie.